כן, ובלי שמן די, זו רב שמן פאטרס, תלכם שזה הרי לא חיוס איפה נשייב, וישייב לי, אין רב שמן פאטרס, פאטרס כן, but if we say we got all the similar because of a rapshim and tikoki knusa dam ye some mele the first one so we have a maise so the one let's say roche so whose husband died first some mele so he could be and then shimen died so she is already tiknusa we give the vidoch so then the other one when shimen died so leye is Rachetisha, because Rochel is considered as the ashes of Shimon. As the ashes of Shimon. So Mimele, she should be ashes because of Rachetisha. Omar Avamro, my point, her name, point of Vishnir. So, point of Vishnir. Now let's see the Rashi. ויבלו כמה יצא, הייתי נופלו בראשי, ואפילו לא יספיק לקנסו, עד שנופלו אחיסו. מה יכפס לו? דהב הזיקה כמה יצא כקנוסו, ותכתוב עשרה יצא משמחס אישו, וכמה יצא תסיים, לחיוב מאה חודאים. So, אומר רב אמרום, מה פייטה פייטה בשניו, שנופלו אחינו, so רב שמעון says, רב שמעון פייטה, that means that the Shnio, let's say Leah, so she is to off. Enoch name because of Achetish. Achetish. Vatanya Reb Shimon Peter Bishteyen. So Reb Shimon says that both up to it. Both up to it. So, Omarobe Shnio Shebisugze, Vashnio Shebisugze. So in other words, so Rove assumed at first that when the Mishnah says Zimul Achim Shnayim and Yisuyim Shnei Achoyim Oy Yisho Ubito, Yisho Ubaz Bito, Yisho Ubaz No, so that means that the two brothers were each one had two wives. In other words, so Ruvein was married, let's say, to Rochel, and then Shimon was married to Leah, the sister of Rochel. And then Ruvein was married, he had another wife, and then Shimon was married to the daughter of the other wife of Ruvein. And then Ruvein was married, had a third wife, and then Shimon was married to the Bas Bito of that third wife. And Ruvein had a fourth wife, and Shimon was married to the Bas Bno of that fourth wife. So that was not. So Rove assumed that the Pshat in the Mishnah is not different cases. Zimul Achim, Shnayim and Nisunim, either Shtei Achois, or Rishol Pito, or Rishol Bas Pito. But in other words, each one of the two brothers, Ruvein had four wives, and Shimon had four wives. So in other words, so each one of the wives of Shimon was either a sister of one of the wives, or the Isho Bito Bas Bito Basno. So when he says Peite, when Rav Shimon is Peite Bishteyen, so Rove says Shniyo Shebesug Zeh Va Shniyo Shebesug Zeh. Shniyo Shebesug Zeh. Rashi, Imo Yoshli Shachi, Shnai Mehem Nisuyim Shtei Achoyim, Vi Isho Bito, Umeisu Shleyem, Vi Nofu Lefnei Ashlish, Achas Min Arishay Nisus Yabemet, Ushtai Mahachay Nisif Tureis, תיכון מן הראשי נסחושו וכתנוסו ומסייבנס והשני יצטו האחת משומע בו תהי מנהיה מן הראשי נזכה שיתנוסו יצטו חודו קריבו בשתיים השניית נמצא האחת יצא משומע בו ושניו משום צורוסו so כתוי את גמור אסס כתוי רובה כתוי רובה בערבו זוג חודה דאויוי קטון ואוי רב שמעון פייטר ברבוסו מבוילה. First of all, the Mishnah says אוי. So in other words, it means not that each one had four wives, but different cases. And then, why did he say פייטר בשתיים? So he should say פייטר ברבוסו. Wei, Tanja Rav Shimon, Peter bestehen, mit der Chlitz im Naiven, schon immer wie Schlach ist, wo es sich auch mit Träger. Die Schor, schon nach der Zorn, ich suche so, die Heimel kommen mit Kuchen, nach der Wach hat mir. So, ist die Special Gesinn aus Akosu, that if they become Zorn, ist bis ich, so mit Meile, it's Matthias, the whole Sikh. Hello, Maravash. So the question is, if Rav Shimon holds, the Zika is Kiknuso, so Mimele, the first one, the one that died first, so his wife, Batiroche, should be considered as a Knus of Shimon. And then the other one should be Eitzes because of his issue. Not that both should be Poka de Zika. Hello, Maravash. Il nofu bazeh hazeh ochaname. Ochen maya skinon di nofu batach. Rav Shimon sovolo kabyeisi agwili domar efshol itam. Alright. Vikotoye rove behala chabo yezuke de masin zet apnaito de rove maire. De rove de maire kshinofu kuru etsi yom mech. Mitari tshmiye shemizzeh yushmiye shemizzeh. Vikotoye shemiyode. Chode do yoi kotono yishovita ova kuru bechadeis atkinon. Veidim kin kuru chadeis atkinon shoyim lachim. שניים עשויים שתי אחויז ושאו ביטו ושמאז ביטו ושמאז נו כל אחד נוסע ארבע נושים ומייס ונוח פני השלישי וכל הרבשים את דחה של הרישי נעיס ושאבן אל השליס תוריס ארבעתו מבו אלו ידודר לצ'ני לזיקה ושאו שנעשו אחיס נור איזו איזו כי נוח נוח פני יום מאחות אפילו באחס מן אהו מטבע יפתור איז נוח פני דחה זה הוכן עמל יזיקה כפוס את עמל וכמה יסר אוכל בנוח פני שיה במס אפילו אחר לפני השניו שרבי יסע גלילי בוטיע the Mishnah's reference to a case where they were Meisu, Rob Rubin and Shimon were Meisu in the same moment. Rabbi Yisag really b'vcheres chochel shaloi b'vichov yom do shnei chori v'yotru shnei roshim kechot Rabbi Yisag in yoshnei yom lekeir v'chachim v'chachom imeim rimechot loi v'echot lekeir v'yef shal yisamtse v'lot yishneim kechot אלו אחד יצא וישן בפסס הרחם והשן יחור ומשור יפי יהיה מנעי אהב את הבית סוף יבחרת ונה ישמח עוד לכם והשן יגירת שן יסטויב ויוכל במומי לבעל הבית וכנע מסוף הרב שימן אפשר לצמצא מיסה שני אחים כאחות ולקה חודד יטבע וישנו ושתיים פטורס כדיאלי טעם ולצריע דיר לאפתי רבי יציע גלילי הווה לחודד ישנו ולידי יהיה מנעי את הבית לבו יחליץ. Alright, so that means that Rav Eishe, I don't know what's so funny, nothing funny here. So the Gemara, so according to Rav Eishe, so in every case, even the case of Neilat Vachakein Yibn, so it's considered like Yibn Vachakein Neilat, because the moment of the Nefile, so it's considered as if Shimon was Canaan. This is what Rav Eishe said. הפופה אומר, ביבו והכני לעד פוליק רב שמן, בני לעד והכני ליבו לא פוליק. So in other words, when does רב שמן say that in the second נפילה? So, רוחל, can be מסיעה במס, by לוי, so that is only in the case, only in the case that of ביבו והכני לעד. So that means Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, so Reuven died, and then Shimon was Miyavim Rochel, and then after Shimon was Miyavim Rochel, so Levi was born. So Mimele, there is no Nescho Shoachat, Bishas Nefilet, even though, when Levi is born, so you could say that she becomes Asura on him, not only because of the Ishizach of Shimon, but also because of the Ishizach of Reuven. Of the Ishizach of Reuven, that depends, I mean, whether in the case of Yibim HaKenelat, so if Shimon is Miyavim Rochel, and then Levi is born, so does Rochel become Asur at that moment where Levi is born? Does she become Asur and Levi mitzad the Ishizach of Shimon? But not because of the Ishizach of Reuven, or she becomes Asura on him. We can say that when Levi is born, in the case of Yibim HaKenelat, so Rochel becomes Asura and Levi mitzad both Ishes. Mitzad the Ishizach of Shimon, she is presently the Shesach of Shimen and also Misadin Shesach of Ruvein. But we still cannot apply the concept of Nescho Shoachas, because Nescho Shoachas is only Shayach, if it's Nescho Shoachas, Mishas Nefile. So in the case of Melech HaKeinim, so at the time, so when Levi is born, so she's still, it's still just the filet. So Melech can say Nescho Shoachas. But if Levi is born after Shimon was a Yavmochel, so it's not just the filet anymore, because the Shimon is a delicious of Levi ended already. So Melech, so in such a case, Rav Pope says, Be'yivim v'hakenila di polik Rav Shimon and the Rabbonon. But the Neilad Vahakenivu loy polik and the Rabbonon. And he agrees, Neilad Vahakenivu, so then he agrees with the Rabbonon. Because we say, when Levi is born, and Shimon was not as yet Canis Rochel, so at that moment she is Ashes, so she is Ashes Ruvein, she becomes Nescho, and it's still Shastefile, she becomes Nescho and Levi. And then, when Shimon dies, so even though the Nefile of from Shimon to Levi has the potential of being Matkia the Isa. The Isa is Shesach, which are the Ishes of Reuben as well, as the Gemara says at the end. Hai Sure, the Isli Atere. But, because of Nescho Shoachas, so Mimele, Levi cannot be Liyam. In the second Nefile, cannot be Liyam Roy. ויתאבי לרבון הנצריך, ולא יזו אבזוק אותו. רפופ אל היל מהדר, הוא פוליק עד רבי אישם, ויתאבי בו למעשית של רבון הנצריך, להשביל את רבון המתאבי הפתחה, ולקעש לו בו בדרי שלום עלי, פשיט את בני לדו יספיב ופתחה, לא יזו אבזוק אותו, לכלים הרשבילם ברי שלא יספיבים, ועוד אותו נגיב לו יספני לד, למה לא, ולא יזו בלבד, אלא יספיבים תורו, אלא אב יגיב לו יספני לד נמת אותו. תן יקבוס אל רפופ, ותיוב תל רבי אישם. Now it's if you don't concentrate, it's very confusing this book. Shnei achim be'ilo mechot, u'mei sechot mehem. Beloy vlad, two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and then Reuven died. Beloy vlad, v'yomad ha'shein ilases mayna be'ilem tei. Beloy hispik lasis bo mayna. Achen linad lach, and Shimon was aimed lasis mayna to be mekadish b'kesef. Rochel v'yivome, beloy hispik lasis bo mayna. Now the Gemara and the second Ome discusses what does it mean? Omad, Hashem lasses Maimer b'vemtei v'lo yispik. Monefshech, if he didn't make a Maimer, so let the Braise say v'lo yosa Maimer. Why does the Braise say Omad Hashem stood up to make a Maimer and he didn't manage? So the Gemara explains that it means that he made the Maimer, but the Maimer was not Midaito, the Maimer was Shaloi Midaito. So that's the Shaila. There is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonot. When Maimer is Keino, like we pass through that Maimer is only Keino in the Rabbonot, not in the Raise. So is it analogous to Gdushin with Rabbonot? But with the Raise, Gdushin is not Eves Midron. Because of the Xeras HaKosu, the Yivmo, Yivomo Yovei Olel. So, be a Gemeres Bove, in case of Ushtar Gemri Bosa, with Raise, Gdushin is not Keine, Mashenke with Rabbonon, it is Keine. So, Mimele, it should be analogous to Gdushin in general. Now, Gdushin has no effect when it's a Lomi Dazo Ish. So here too, it has no effect. Or, with Rabbonon, that Maimer is Keine, it should be analogous to Yiv. And even is Cain and even Shaloi Midaito. So the Gemara explains that when the Braise says Yomad Hashem Shimon Lasis Maimer B'Yivemtei V'lo Yispik Lasis B'Maimer Asher Neilad L'Och. So in other words, it means he did make a Maimer. He was Mekadesh with Kesef. He was Mekadesh Rochel. Shimon was Mekadesh Rochel with Kesef. But Shaloi Midaito Asher Neilad L'Och Umeis, and then Shimon died. So Rishaino Yeitzeis Mishimeishe Sochit, and then they were Nefleis before Levi. Achenei Lagloch. So before Levi. So Rishayna Rochel Yitzis Mishmish Yisachi Yisrael Yibilomit. Ushniya, but let's say Shimon had another had a wife. So Oy Chaletzis, Oy Misyabemes, Leah. He had a wife, Leah. And the Leah was not a sister of Rochel. So Oy Chaletzis, Oy Misyabemes. Also, but my mayor, suppose he did make a my mayor, and the real my mayor, me died. Vahakein miladoch. So in other words, so me the rabbonon, so she became mikudeshes, she became the wife of Shimon, vahakein miladoch, and then after the my mayor, so Levi was born, oishen ilad leoch, vahakein also by my mayor. Suppose Levi was born first, and then Shimon made the minor Rochel, umeis, and then Shimon died. Horisheino Rochel Yitzis Bishmachis Loi Belome. Ushnio Chiletzis Loi Misyabemes. Why Chiletzis Loi Misyabemes? Because Midraise, she is not a Tzoras Yisroch Shloi Belome. Midrabonon, she is a Yisroch Tzoras Yisroch Shloi Belome. So that's why she's Chiletzis Loi Misyabemes. Reb Shimon Eimer, Biyoso Ichlitzoso Shelachas Mehen, Viteresos. So, Rashi says, Miforesh Likamei, Diaoso Bamaima, Varakei Nilad Leoch Koe. So it has reference to the case, Reb Shimon has reference to the case, where Shimon made a Maima, a made Maima, a real Maima, and Varakei Nilad Leoch, Vakein yoled uloch, umishum dikosova, maimer, sofi keine. So the Tanakame holds that maimer is vadai not keine midrais. And midrabonon it's vadai keine. So memele it's chletzes lo misyabemes. But, because she is itzoras, eishe sochef shalo yibilome, midrabonon, it's chletzes lo misyabemes. But Reb Shimon, as Rashi explains it, so he holds that it's isofi. Maybe, so one alternative is that Maimer is Kena Midraise. The other alternative is that Maimer is not Kena Ophir. So, in the case of us of a Maimer or Shimon, maybe Maimer Gomo in Roche. And then Vahakach Milad Leoch Koi. So, Umishum, because of a Maimer, Sofi Kena, Sofi Eineke. So, Mimele, he says, Biyoso, Ichlitzo, Soshalachas Mien. What is Milachas Mehen? That's the Shniyot. That means Leah, the wife of Shimon. So, Biyoso Ichlitzoso. If Leah made it Biyo Ichlitzi Lachas Mehen, let's say in Leah, so Puteres Soroso. Puteres Soroso. Why? Because it's a mnemonic. Reb Shimon has a sophist. Either Maimel is Kene, a king and Gomo Midraise, or it's not Kene at all. So, if Maimer is Kene, so then, and it's also the Maimer Varakeneilat. So if Maimer is Kene, it's also the Maimer Varakeneilat as the deen of Yim Varakeneilat. And Yim Varakeneilat, so in other words, so that means that he can be Miyabim. He can be Miyabim even the Yishesochem Shalohi Belome, because Motso Beheter. And he, So Bimele, they are both the wives of Shimon, if Maimer is Kene. And if he made a Bia or a Chalitza, let's say in the Shmiya or in Leah, so then he patterns Rochel too, because Maimer is Kene. So they are both now Leiflis before Levi from one bias, from the bias of Shimon. And if we say that Maimer is not Kene, So that means that if we say that Maimer is not Kene, so he made the beer on the chlite in the shnei or leye. So it's preteres chilut tzoroso, because then if Maimer is not Kene, so she is an Ishesachi, and so she's not even Barake Neilat. So then it is Neilat Barake. So it's not even Barake Neilat. If it's not even Barake Neilat, so Rochel is an Ishesachi Shloi Belomei. So she's an elbow. She doesn't require anything. So again, we can say Putaresov. Bashinke, holat libalis maimer. Suppose he gave Huite, Levi gave Huite to Rochel. Loin is the Rotsarosa. Loin is the Rotsarosa. Now let's see the Rash. Holat libalis maimer, Loin is the Rotsarosa. Koima. Hodi kamine biosa yichamisosh shalachat me. Putaresarosa. Kigain she yichilis in Yabri Shio. To Leia. ורישיין אופטור מימון אפשר. מי מים הקונולי יהבו יבוסים נעילת, ואף לא רישיין הוא מותר. לרב שימן, ובכלי שמידך מיפטר אדו, מים הכקנוסה ואף לא מבית אחות, ואי מים הלא יקונה. שערי שפה יבו לשניו, תאי שסוח יפשוי ולא מהי, ואין עצור אשר בו. ורישיין הוא, doesn't require anything. So, רישיין הוא תאי צימי שמיחזור שלו ולא מהי. אבל כל הכנולס, מים הלך. But suppose Levi gave Chalitze to Rochel, she hear Rishaino, leniv the Rotsarosa. Leniv the Rotsarosa. The Dilma Maimer loikon. Because Maimer is not Kene. Umimele Pturo, Mishumei Shesochi, Shalohoyo Beilom, Uchlitzosa in a Chlitze, because she is an Elvo. So he has to give Chlitze to the Shnio. All right. And then, v'hakei milad liyoch. So, I mean, this case, so which is, so Levi is considered as an ishesochi v'sheloi v'lomei. So, in other words, so Rochel is considered, I mean, Reuven died first. And Shimon was kineser. Then Shimon died. And Levi was still not born. And after Shimon died, so Levi was born. So then, of course, he's an ishesochi v'sheloi v'lomei. Vis-a-vis Levi, even in the connection with the issues of Shimon, because Shimon was the only belonging of Levi either. So then it's another poshut in that case. Kinso meis v'hakei milad leis. Oh, oi, shenolad leoch. V'hakei kinso. Reuven died, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon was kenes rochim, umeis, and then he died. So that means, so it's Neilad Vahakein Yiv. Neilad Vahakein Yiv. So Neilad, it's Neilad Vahakein Yiv. So the moment when Levi was born, so it's Nes Rosh Ha'achas. So Shteim Ptur is not, it's a Naiv. Now then the third case. Kinso, V'Neilad Lioch, suppose Reuven died, and she was Nefeles, Rochel was Nefeles before she met, and then Levi was born, I mean, and Shimon was Kenes, and after Shimon was Kenes, so Levi was born, Vinel Loch, so it's Yibim Hakein Eilat, so it's Mota Beheta, Mota Beheta. Vahakein Meis, and then Shimon died, Ishtayim Ptueis, Minachlitzem Raim, Dimre Rab Meir, Virab Shimon Eim Meir, Hoilu Bo, Mota Beheta, Avlom Dulof Shoachas, Biisea, Miyab Leizem En Sheirtze, Oichilis Leire Sheirtze. Now the question is this. Now as Thesis points out, the Rashi is very strange here. But as Thesis points out, now one thing is clear, that when Rav Shimon says, Hoyu Bo, how many cases do we have here? We have three cases. One case, the first case is Kinso Meis, Shimon was Kenes Roche, Eishes Ruvei, and then Shimon died, and then Levi was born. So in that case, it goes without saying that Rav Shimon couldn't be chilek on this thing. Motza Beheta. What kind of Motza Beheta is it? She's an Ishesochev Shaloye Bilomei in regard to the Ishes of Reuven and in regard to the Ishes of Shimon. So one thing goes without saying that in the case of Kinsol Meiz V'Hakein Eilad, Hakein Eilad, so even Rav Shimon is made it, that Ptur is Nachlitz Vayim. But the question is about the second case. What's the second case? Oishen ilad leoch, v'akein kinso, umeis. V'akein, sedil leoch, so in other words, neilad v'akein kinso. So in other words, so neilad, and then Shimon was miyabim rocheil, and then Shimon died. So that's neilad v'akein kinso. So the Tanakhama says, Shteim Pturis Nachlitz Vayim. So you could say that Rav Shimon says, Hold your bug and what's the head there? So the admin is here, Phil's here, okay? So you reference not only to the third case, but to the second case too. The second case too. In other words, then it's like revenge. But we can say that Reb Shimon, when he says, has reference to the third case. But one thing is clear, that Reb Shimon, when he says, certainly does not have reference to the first case. The first case, she's L'Hoya B'Lome in regard to both. Lady is L'Hoya B'Lome in regard to Reuven and Shimon. But we can only discuss as to where the question as to whether when Reb Shimon says so does he limit himself only to the third case? Or in other words, to the case of Kinsov and Ilad Lioch Vachach Kemeis? So Tanakama says even the third case, that Shteim Turis Nachlit Raivim, so Reb Shimon says no, not Turis Nachlit Raivim, but what's the heter? Or Reb Shimon has reference not only to the third case, to the second case also, but to the first case, Reb Shimon certainly does not have any reference. All right. So the Gemara says, how probably say for a man kotonolo? Ilim Reb Meir kotonolo, mer de lo ishtolo Reb Meir ben yidin vahaken eilat, ben yidin vahaken yidin, la alpinu velishvinu, elu lav Reb Shimon, uvi yidin vahaken eilat polis, ben eilat vahaken yidin loy polis, shmamino. Now let's see the Rashi is very strange. Oy shne yod lo. Die haben le mir alles gebiet. Stehen für euch die holy polish abschin. Wo ga kop. Hau go mir sehen. Jeden will ich sehen la. Le man kotonovo. Kleima le di a kher shol nikotovo. Bis mi atmo. Du io voi mir alles gebiet. Io mir le gebiet. La shmin und die bon name ose. Di la mir mir der abschin ha khle khude di poli. Le vino. Le vode. Di leiste der reise ache. Kim so meis. Va kein ila dlo. This the first case. Oy shne ila dlo. Vahakein kinso umeis, oishe kinso v'nil v'yoch, vahakein meis, shteim pturis. But Rashi shouldn't mention the first case, because the first case then goes without saying that Reb Shimon is not chelik antanekam. Elo mitav kino shmamino, mishin daire bo Reb Shimon yidash, min bo lechude polik, mishin bo motz beheter. In other words, Reb Shimon is only polik on the third case. Avo b'reishe, in the second case, he is meis. So, but from Rashi's Loshon it's mashma, Avo B'reishe Meide means the first and the second. But that's difficult. That's very difficult in Rashi. The first case, I mean, it goes without saying that Reb Shimon is not chelik antanekam. All right. Take this point out. Kinso Meis. Ma'akim Yoled Lo. Hope you Reb Shimon will have a tzorech lawe misni. I mean, why does that have to mention the first case? Kinso umeis v'hakan eilad v'och. So in other words, so both are l'hoyu b'lomei. Reuven and Shimon, so of course, it's obviously Levi cannot be miyavim, I mean. So, v'im arid l'shonu l'ashmin on the high tani Reuven ma'aret, v'iton en mila bar adode, u'loch en daik v'ni mila g'lisivim v'polik av Shimon, v'yor v'iton lo ba'ad kinso umeis v'hakan eilad v'och. The main of Reb Shimon. Die bin eilad v'tsevim v'polik tamar av Shimon, in kin ba'ad esein avle miyavet. Loi bad reiche, va hast du es schaffe du mit dem reiche mas ist nur ore wie tonne wo, da preis ich eigentlich mit dem kind parisch. So la vino du ist nie utet es, loi du mich pires wie kun tres, da kule koe, da kin so nis a ke neilat, va du ich komme auf schiebe nur a prima soi koe, sa vino don't know, I mean what kind of interest, I mean, we could give, I mean, an rush. All right. But of course, one thing is clear. We don't understand, but one thing is clear, that Rashi will be made that even according to Reb Eishe, so Reb Shimon will be made that in the case of Kinso, where Shimon was Kenes Rochel, and then Meis, and then Levi was born, that so Reb Shimon will be made that Shtei Turis Nach Mitzrayim. But, so it's difficult, I mean, this Rashi. All right. Now let's see the cases. Now this case contains a very big finish. Reb Shimon Eimeya, Biyoso Yechlitos, Pirish Bikuntres, Dikisova Reb Shimon, מי מהסוף יקיינה, סוף יקיינה, יקיינה. וכשניבה מכל עצרי שניו, נפטרת בעל עצמי ממונש. ונראה שפירש כן, ואין רוצה לאימא, שיקנה לרב שמעון מלרבנן. אם כן, לא יהווה יוכל, לא יהווה מה שניו. ויהווה לי, יצד רב שמעון, סייס ביוסו, יחליצוסו של האחס מהם. פיטרס, צורוסו, אינדו רואיץ ניקי סופוסו במיימה. הוא השמעון מלמיימה גומו. ורקי מילב, צור, היקם במייב, ושניו. So he says, they want to learn how to do Rav Shimon with Rabbonon, because if there is a possibility that according to Rav Shimon, so Maimer is coming with Rabbonon, so in the case of us of the Maimer, Varakei, Varakei Nilagliyoch, how can it be Yav Leo, the Shniyo? In Kelo Yoch, Yav Mashniyo, the Havalei, because if Maimer Midrais is not coming, with Rabbonon is coming, So Memele, the Shnio, Leo, happens to be in Zoras, in Zoras, where you belong me, be Maimer, so how can it be Miyavim, how can it be Miyavim, the Shnio? Elo, Vadai Kosova, the Connelly Gamre, oi, loi, Connelly, Vintema, Akate, Zoroso, Ibizike. So the question is, if how can he say that if there is this topic, whether Maimer is kinei midrais or Maimer is not kinei at all, not even midrabonon, so it's a mimonefshech, but what kind of mimonefshech is it? Mitzadzike itself, so she is an ishesochiv, itzoras ishesochiv shloi belome bizike, as the Gemara said, So it should be choletzes v'loi misyademet. V'yin shleima ad Rav Shimon Sova einzik. Rav Shimon Sova einzik. Alright. Ulri nire da'afilu svir leidiye zike u'maima keinek tzas mit Rabbonon iznich de'in zike in seres v'loi ha'maimea elohiche di moiso nisuo hoiso iseres. וכאן, אם הויסו ניסוו, כי עצמו הויסו מתארס לרב שמעון, דשורי, יידם וחכן אלה. So ממילא, even if we say that יש זיקה, and מיימר is קיינה מלרבנן, so she is still מתארס. Why? Because it cannot be more חמור than the case where he made the יידם גומו. So suppose he made the יידם גומו. So it's even Barakei Neila. So it's Motsa Behetea. So if he didn't make a Yidin Gomo, and he didn't make a Yidin Gomo, and he only made Maimea, but Midrabonon, Maimea, so if we say we made Maimea, but Yeshike, so he's still with Eretz. Why? Because insofar, even though we say Yezike, but Midrai says she doesn't become a Suravik. Because even if we say Yezike, so Mimele, it's considered that she's Knuyo, King and Nishes, but not the King and Nishes of Dush. And as far as the Isa the Raise is concerned, so it's only when there is a King and Dush, not the King and Nishes like Pelegesh Bibelech. So, but Midrabonon, it's like Knuso. If we say Yezike, so Midrabonon, she's considered as if she's Knuso. So Mimele, we say, call the Tikkun Rabbonon, can the Raise Tikkun again. Teitzves is operating with the same Lomde, that we say, call the Tikkun Rabbonon, can the Raise Tikkun even Likule. So Mimele, suppose she had been Yibn Vahaken Elad Midrai. So then, according to Rav Shimon, she would be Muteret. Because it's what the head there. So Mimele, if we say Yezike, and Maimer is Kene mit Rabbonon, so it's also like Yibn Barakein Eilat. Yibn Barakein Eilat. Vis-a-vis an Isra Rabbonon, because we are not concerned here with an Isra Raise, because even if we say Yezike, but there is no Isra Raise Or, if Paul and Yisrael Rabbanon, so vis-a-vis the Yisrael Rabbanon, we can apply the principle of Kol Ditikin Rabbanon in the Reise Tikin, and in the case where she would be Misyabemes with the Reise, so it's even like an Eilat. So the Mele, when we say yes, so with Rabbanon, it's like Yidin Vaken Eilat. So Mele, there is no Yisrael Rabbanon. This is what he said. The Afilus Vile, the Ezike, Umayma, Kenex, Tasmi Rabbanon, Niche, the Zike Iseres, Lea Maimer, Lehicha, the Moison, Insuo, Oiso, Iseres, the Hani Moison, Insuo, Yasmo, Oiso, Materis, and Chimney Show, Yidin Vaken Eilat. So she here too, she is Mutare. Umikomoke, Emesu, Rav Shimon, Likone Maima, Likone Afun, Rabbanon. Milikoma Botesis is not really Kanvashi. That according to Rav Shimon, is a soft Shimon only has a suffix, whether Maima is Kinem in the Raisa or not Kinem in the Raisa. But, mit Rabbanon, if it's not Kinem in the Raisa, it's not even Kinem in the Rabbanon. How is this Hidayeget? Will you come over here in my more shall shade in the Maimer? It's a solution veil. Mash what we call it. Alright. Oh, Mama. Oh, my shade was a smile of inventive. The way he speak was a smile of inventive at Janela and Leo. Who made? The shade of you is a mission is also the lome. Who she or he lets us in the other. My Oma do my list. He over do bad, the way over Loyova. Eloma with Aito. The way he speak with Aito El Balco. Uloiteret. Tanya, so we have a machleki between Rebbe and Rabbanon. Where the Maimer with the Rabbanon is Kene Shaloi Midasish. Tanya is a Maimer with Vente Shaloi Midaito Rebbe in the Konon. Chachom in the Lekon. My time with the Rebbe, Goma mi Pia di Yvom. Ma Pia di Yvom Ebal Kocho, Af Tushin di Yvom Ebal Kocho. The Rabbanon Gamre mi Tushin di Alme. Ma Tushin di Alme Midaito, Af Tushin di Yvom Midaito. The Maiko Mifri Gemar, so van Mil di Yvom Ebal Kocho. So in other words, so the Maimer is Kene only with Rabbanon, so the question is, what kind of Kinyan is it? Is it with Rabbanon, does it have a din of Yivin? Because the Reise of the Yivin comes in Sindir. So the Chachomim were Misakein, that there should be Maimer, and with Rabbanon, so Maimer has a din of Yivin. So Mimele is, the Rabbanon is only that Tushni status. So through the Reise, there's a cause of being in Erezbo, the Kesev Ushtar Gendrinbo, but the Chachomim on Misake, the Tushin is Chal, is Tefe. So Mimele, it's like Tushin, the Alme, so Mimele, Shalom Midaito, it cannot be Tefe. So that's the Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanon. Now, cases point out, how can we make our thesis, the whole kingdom of Maimer is only Rabbanon? So cases says, sometimes we find like that, that in regard to the Rabbanon, the Gemara mentions the Alphus. Haigav Nehikir is Rekam and Nisi. Also by Maimer. Vahakein Elad Leoch. Oishen Elad Leoch, Vahakein also by Maimer. Umei. Yerishen O Yeitzo, Mishim Isisochif, Shalohoyo Be'ilome. Ushniyo chiletzes v'loi misyabenes. Reb Shimon ha'imei. Biyosu echuto shelachan v'teres rosa. Reb Shimon ha'ekoi. Ilei mani l'gloch v'hakin osu b'maymer v'amr l'yo v'sifim v'lipolik Reb Shimon. Elo arosu b'maymer v'hakin l'gloch. So cholat v'baris maymer v'nifter tzros. So, why? Because rakonet Reb Shimon it's a sofik where the maymer is gaining in the rai sona. We should have it sort of adai u'baris maymer sofik. In Sofik, Meitzi Milivad. In Sofik, Meitzi Milivad. It says here, it's not Negei Yivomes. That is Negei in Gdushin. Gdushin the Alme, Biyad Yivome Amrin on the Feirei Kame, Vivo Balkocho, Vivo Allah, through Benes Kono. Gdushin the Alme, Vihokho, Vahoyso, Vishachir. Midai Tomash. So Rashi mentions why, what is the reason as to why we say the Kedushin is not a face. Shaloi Midaso in short. So Rashi says it because of his special Zerosakosu. The whole Chove Hoysol in Shachir. Midai Tomash. Midai Tomash. why does Rashi think he's only special because of Hashem? Where did Rashi find that? That Rashi probably had the Mokher. I mean, that Hochogoyzol Nishachir, unless we say that the traditional Mikro implies the Hochogoyzol Nishachir implies with Eidol. Probably, I mean, there is such a drosh that we hold over hoyts on the Yishachaya, so midaita mashma. Why does Rashi have to resort to his special Zerzakosu by Dushi? That because we hold over hoyts on the Yishachaya, that implies midaita. There is a general principle, all kionim, no kion takes effect without us kene and without us makre. So mimele, so by Dushi, when one is the Kaddish the Isho, so who is the Daskene? The Baal is the Daskene, and the Isho is the Das Makne. So it's a general principle, no Kinyoni. So from Rashi it appears that if there hadn't been a special Zerzakosu of the Hoch of the Hoysol Yishachir, so then I would say that Dushin doesn't require Das. So apparently this Rashi appears to agree with the Ram's Shita Nidori. The Ram mentions a certain Chiddush in Nidori. The Ram, according to the Ram, I mean, many Rishonim are Chiddush on the Ram, but that's the Ram Shita, that by Dushin, because of the Zerzakosuf of the Yikach, the Loike Tzikach, so Mimele doesn't even require the Das Makne of Kol HaTekol. Because here there is a special Zerzakosuf of the Yikach, the Loike Tzikach. So it doesn't require the Das Makne Mitzah, the general principle of Das Makne. So the Ran is the Kashi Midori, but there is a loche that the Bisho is not Niknes. Shaloi Midaito. So he says, so the Ran says that the Pshat is that the Isho has to give her consent and to be master herself, to be master Daito. Then the Baal is Kener because she was Shaviat Mokerkia. That's the Loshna, I mean of the Ram. What does the Ram mean? Shaviat Mokerkia? He means that the Ram Shiti is that the general principle of Das Makne of Kovatere Kule in Olti Yonim does not apply to Gdushin. Because of the Xerasakosov of Kinikach Loiki Tikach. So in other words, when is there a din of Das Makne in Ol Kinyoni? Because the Makne participates in the Kinyon. How does the Kinyon take effect? For the Makne and the Kinyon. For the Makne and the Kinyon. Mashenkin by Dushin, where there is a locha of Kinyika, for Loiki Sika, that the Yishe does not participate in the Kinyon Dushin. So Mimele, the theme, the general principle of Das Makne doesn't apply. But there is a special halacha. There is a special halacha that in order that the Baal should be able to begin the Isha, so the Isha has to be Makir Atzmo Baal. She has to give her consent. So in other words, so that is special, that requires a special Zerzakoto. It's not the general principle. So it's Mashma from this Rashi that Rashi agrees with the Ram. All right. In the Mali or New York, Kinga Maima Bolly, and Rabshim, and Ashni, and Shiro, and I can see the little Bolly, but we just saw the first one. We do a Mada Kone, but we should need to reserve. Point my Peteris Rosa Ike, or Mister Kandri, she saw a story below me. Ella was on the Maima, but Kinga was off. But she didn't raise the Maima Sophie Kane, or the Gamre Sophie Lake. After a few weeks, that's the man. You can be out with his Lishney on the Monarchia. He might not have a skin, come on, have a little with his neighbors, but come on, the Hoggle woman. Die Lafti in Gomeru, was reise Schaie, die Lafti in Gomeru, die Kie in Mixen, die Maime Lesle, Rapschime, und wie sie war, schwinnen die Iben, wo ich sie nicht lasse, die Schaie, aber wo ich sie lieben, was so, die Leute immer bei uns, ich wollte, dass ich komme, Rapschime, bereiche, an die Lad, war kein Osser, bei Maime, Name koi. Habe zur Wadais, gucke, wie oben, wie Maime konne, da war ich heute, da habe ich nicht, wo ich sie nicht lasse, wie Maime Leute konne, Schnee hat sie auf der Reserve. Und weil es mein mehr, so viel Skuka, so viel kein Skuka, du nur die Kone, weil ich so schlecht lomme. Und wenn so viel Fritte, rief der Reserve. Weiß nicht. So, die Gemorre sagt, Josef Rav Nashe, war es wie kam in der Rabune, wie Josef die Koma, mein Teil mit der Rapschine. Was ist der Tag auf Rapschine? Das bei ihm, wo ich sehe, nein, was? So, schieß mit Herz.
He says, "Sorry, sorry, the one is with Tagasalay."
So, my time is of Shimon, he can come a time, you will go much of the head there. The Rondo, all of Shahar, the Isa, the Shimon doesn't require an explanation. It doesn't require an explanation. As then, the Gemara at the end does ask a certain Kashek and Rav Shimon. But right now, the Gemara is not bothered by that difficulty. Actually, I mean, there is a certain Kashek and Rav Shimon too. Two boil bowl muscle of the head there. So, Mimela, there is no Nesho Shoachas. Bishas Nifila. But, and then, she is Nifelas Mishad Lishas of Shimon when Shimon dies. But, when Shimon dies, so she should be affected with two Yisurei Shesach. The Yisurei Shesach Mitzad Lishas of Shimon and the Yisurei Shesach Mitzad Lishas of Ruben. So, Mimela, why does Rav Shimon say that we can be Miyabim? How can he, the Nefile mitzad, the Ishes of Shimon, takes up the Yisrael Shesach mitzad, the Ishes of Shimon, but how can the Nefile, upon the death of Shimon, take up the Yisrael Shesach mitzad, the Ishes of Ruben? So, that Gemara, that Kasha the Gemara asks later. So the Gemara is the parent, how you saw this later. But right now the Gemara is not concerned with that. Because right here the Gemara knew of the parent of Yisrael Shesach. So the Gemara is the Kashi, my time, it doesn't require an explanation. Rav Shimon is not difficult. When Shimon dies, so Rochel is the fellas, the Volevi, Mitzad is the Shesar of Shimon. And vis-a-vis Shimon, Levi is all your beloved. So Rav Shimon, but if it's the Rake Yivin, then she's less for Shachar Mishat Nefile. But even Rake Neilat, so there is no less for Shachar Mishat Nefile. So Ella, my time in the Rabbon. The question is, why do the Rabbon say that even by even Rake Neilat, Levi cannot be Niyam, Rochel, Eish, Shimen? But why not? Bishloy, Neilat, Rake Yivin. So then it's less for Shachar Mishat Nefile. But even Rake Neilat, why do the Rabbonim say Levi cannot be Miyab? Omakro Ulikocho Loyu Yisho V'yibmo Adayim Yivunim O'Rishenim O'Rishenim O'Rishenim. I once discussed this before. So at that time I said that it can be explained in two ways. But let's explain it one way so far. So Omakro Ulikocho Loyu Yisho V'yibmo Adayim Yivunim O'Rishenim O'Rishenim. The way Rabbi Chonon explained it. In other words, so the Rabbonon, the reason as to why the Rabbonon say that even in the case of Yibim Barakimela, and then Shimon dies, so Levi cannot be Yavim Rochel, Eishe Shimon, the present Eishe Shimon, is because of Nesho Shoach. But how can you say Nesho Shoach?
So the Zotakotu of the Yimmo implies
Kovitz, the Yimon Price, the team after Shimon is Liabroche. So the DK is still continuing. So why does Rabbi Yitzchak of Chanina say that he's the Yovitz, he's Liabroche, and then he divorces her? So, and then he can be married here, and he doesn't have to give her a chlitze. So if we assume that he even puts an end to the DK, so there is that for a DK. So in Melee, once he divorces her, she doesn't require any chlitze. But if we say that the Yivu does not put an end to the Zike, Adai Yivu Morisheno, that the Zike still continues, so even when the Yovu, after living with the Yivome for a number of years, divorces her, she should still require chlitze, because the Yivu did not put an end to the Zike. So Yoche, Hochename, so if it's Yisrael Chodomo, so Mimele, so how can you consider it that Yisrael and say Nesho Shoacha? Or because of Rachmone and Yidmo? Because Rachmone and Yidmo not only get it right, that it is still that Yisrael. Umaru Yisho, so why do you say, Regarding Chlitze, in connection with Chlitze, so we say that the moment Shimon was Miyabim her, the Yovim was Miyabim her, so that put an end to the Nisirah, to the Nisirah. And the Melee, if he divorces her, so she can get married to anyone without Chlitze, because the Yivim put an end to the Nisirah. And regarding him that be raising, so the actual Hoya Bilome, relative to Ruvay, so you say that the Zike does not end with the Yidin by Shimon. Maro Yisho, why do you say that relative to Levi, the Zike does not terminate with the Yidin by Shimon? And relative to anyone who wants to marry her after the Yom has divorced her, so you say that the Yidin by the Yom put an end to the Zike. So we stop it. So, now let's see the Rashi. Rashi is very important here. My time is Rabbanon. The Asra be Yidu with Shikera. Haro Yom Zah Ozeh is Ikatoche for Yivlom in Yom. Lo Kole Yisho Yidu. Ava Gat the Kinsu Adai Yichuin Yivlom. Yidu Kore. Yihoche Tiboy Yichuitze. Alom et nan kinsu ari tiyishte gleim ari roche dieses mit Yavmo adai in sikro rishenol. So that was so easy from the Russian of Rashi. There's a pshat. In the Yavmo adai in rumo rishenol that was the way Rabbi Chonon explained it. From Rashi we see it. That doesn't mean that only Rishenol explained it. But from Rashi we see it. That, in other words, that the Rabbonon say that the Yavmo implies that even after the Yidin by Shimon, it's still considered that Yisrael. So the Meile we say, Nesho Shoacha, even the case of Yidin Barak and Eila, the moment when he is born, so she becomes a Tsunami, and it's a Yisrael. Adani Ziko Yisheno Leo, Tipo Yechuite, Komisha Tu Yisiyavmo, Ugo Sheino, Zerli Gao, Zerli Tisolo to get, but in order to get married with Shuk, even after the Yovin gave her a get, she should require Chlitze on the Yovin. Because the Zika did not terminate with the Yidin. In doubt, it gets very serious. We said, what's the house of our hero? Ramino Mitzarami Arachmona Aleo Veozo, whom has to take all of these Tereshita. Rema Adin, Dain, Yid Morishenu Aleo, this is Boya Chwite. This is Boya Chwite. So show the Ateir Alamina, the Koch Chodu is Boya Chwite, Ateir. Here can you call a new Teheta, to be Yab Mishita. So show the Yisure, the Yid Azim, Adain, Yid Umu Aleo, Ha Yisure. Here can you get Tadisha, Melei, Kisho, Ochi, Shroi, Belom. In other words, Yidin, so according to Rashi, the Morin says, that Rabbonin Almeida, that Yidin put an end to the Zika. But, vis-a-vis, Levi, the one who is the Hoyo Bilome, vis-a-vis, he, in other words, Yidin can only put an end to the Zika vis-a-vis all those who are Bailon, at the time of the Zika. So it can have an effect of putting an end to the Zika. But vis-a-vis Levi was not Bailon. So he doesn't put an end to the Nisirah. So Mimele, when Levi is born, it's considered still Shati Nisirah. It's considered Shati Nisirah. And since he's Lohoyo Bilomei, so he becomes Osea, and it's Nesho Shoachas.
It's not for your heart. So the male is in the All right. Now, the more the cash now, who have seen and drum. Hey, we go much of the head. The long door of your heart is a little bit of a hill. She not talk is not back. I can't let go. Who may be young. Hey, we go much of the head. So suppose that. Suppose that the Ochid Miyod of the one who was born many, many years later, was born many, many years later. So Mary Yachit Miyime of the Ochid Miyod. So in other words, the one who married her, she was a stepsister. A stepsister had a gomor. So, Achim is not talking about it, typically doesn't show this. So he was allowed to marry her because she was his stepsister. So, and then Uchemela came to Nisualoch, and then he was born. So, Moto Nisualoch, it is Yabwe to Shiomuze, the Moto Behete Ali, the Moto Behete Ali. In other words, just as we say, just as Rav Shimon said, that if Reuven and Shimon are two brothers, and Reuven died, and Rochel was killed before Shimon, and Shimon was the abbot, and after that, Levi was born, and after that, so Shimon died. So Rav Shimon says that Levi can be the abbot. Why? Because when Shimon died, so she's the celestial Tzadikes of Shimon. So, but she's also an Ishtach of Reuven. So, we assume, so the Machshon assumes, that since there is an Ishtach of Tzadikes of Shimon, so that is Mashpia not only the Ishtach of Shimon, but it's Mashpia the Yisrael the Shetach of Reuven too. So it should be Mashpia the Yisrael Shetach, the Yisrael Achis and Nimesh as well. Elamata Achis and Nimesh and also Achis and Nimesh like Achis and Nimesh and 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 so how can the Mashpia from Achis and Nimesh be Mashpia the Yisrael of Achis and Nimesh? So in the case where Shimon died, so true that the Messias from Shimon to Levi is Matthew the Israel is the Tach of Shimon, but she was before, Rochel was also before the Tach of Reuven. How is the Israel is the Tach of Reuven Potter? Just as the Messias from Reuven cannot be Matthew. The Yisrael Achis and Nimei, so the Mesiles from Shimon should not be Matthew, the Yisrael is the Tach of Reuven. So the Gemara answers, Ha-Yisrael is the Kreatere. Ha-Yisrael is the Kreatere. Oh, Yisrael Achis is the Kreatere. But Yisrael is the Tach, is the Kreatere. Kishay Ribonim, Tilkaf, Kishay Ribonim, Poka Yisrael Gabi Sheini, Vinoto, Vyashishi, Mikiyah Sheini, Bor. So according to Rashi, the reason is why Rav Shimon said in the case of Yisrael HaTemeach that Levi can be Yabmochel, there is no net for Shoah HaGishat Mesilet. But the question is, if we are faced with two Ishetach, we are faced with Ishetach of Shimon, so the Mesilet from Shimon to Levi is Mashpia, is not the Ishetach of Shimon. But he was also an Ishetach of Reuven, and there was no Mesilet from Reuven to Levi, because vis-a-vis Reuven, Levi is the royal of the Romei. So, the boy is a parrot, since there is a Mesilet from the Ishes of Shimon, so Kishemei Shishim Beripon in Poka Yisrael Gabi Shei, Vinoto, Vashmi Shilikir Shei Nivo, because the Ishes of Shimon is out to be considered as a Hemshech of the Ishes of Reuven. And when Reuven, when Shimon was the Yab, Rochel, So then the Israelis said, of Hubei was Bok. Was Bok. Now when she was dying, and lately the Yavi wants to be the Yavi. Rochel, they said, she men. So lately in effect will be Mamshir, the Yishes of Shime. Shime was Mutter in the Yishetach of Hubei. And now, lately is Mamshir, the Yishes of Shime. So, Levi is also Mutter in the Yishetach of Ruvei, because it's a Hemshech of the Yishes of Shimon, and the Yishes of Shimon, there was no Yishetach of Ruvei, and now he's just Mamshir the Yishes of Shimon. This is how that explains. Jesus explained it to me. In other words, how you soon have been to hear the Poka Yishar Yishetach, the Yochel Arzir Ola Acha Shekiyosho, the Yishar the Poka Yishar Yishetach, Poka Namal Yishar Yochel Vanilat, we have a way to talk to you about it. The thing is also to explain it by the basis of the concept that inasmuch as the Yidu, as the Yidu by Levi, would be a Yamshoch, a Hemshech of the Yishas of Shimon, and Shimon was Mutter in the Yishasach of Ruvei. So now that he has to be Mamshir the Yishas of Shimon, so there is no Yishas of the Yishasach of Ruvei without Shimon either. Because he's only Mamshir, and Ishe is in whom there was no Ishe in the Tzara Kuvay. Hesu doesn't explain it this way, but Hesu explains it on the basis of another halacha, because of Kiddush Shekinso, Harei Kiddushe. So in other words, the halacha is that Ishe is Kiddusher, and then even though he's the Garisher, he can remarry her. Even though when he remarries her, there is no Mitzvah. So there should be an Yisrael Shetach. The answer is, the Kvise, by the Yovim, that takes off the Yisrael Shetach. Certainly, the Gabi himself, he takes off the Yisrael Shetach. He takes off the Yisrael Shetach. So not only the Kvise, Yivim, not only does Yivim take off the Yisrael, not only is Yivim capable of being Mashiach, the Yisrael Shetach, the Gabi himself, so that he, after he divorces the Yivim, he's allowed to marry her, but he takes off the Yisrael Shetach, Ligabi Yadav Malik. All right, now, so on Tuesday, I would like to discuss the Rishayim. There's a lot of wonder in the Ramban, the Raichel. I didn't want to discuss that. I wanted to finish after the marriage, after the Mishnah. But there is a lot of wonder in the Ramban, the Raichel, and the Hizbah. So it's important that we should go over the Ramban and the Rajbo and the Ritvo and this Gemara, and if you have it in the street, to look up at this street as well and this Gemara, and then after that we'll discuss the Rishayim and the Gemara, and then we'll proceed to the next week. Look over the Rishayim here and the Gemara, because all the Rishayim were disturbed by this Gemara. In other words, the Shakla Vitali of the Gemara is as follows. According to Rav Eshe, Rav Shimon holds that Yesh Diker and Diker Kifnus. So then Rav Eshe asked the Kashe, how can Rav Eshe say that according to Rav Shimon? So Yesh Diker and Diker Kifnus, so Diker Kifnus, so and because of that, Rav Eshe said that they call it Rav Shimon. So even the case of Melad Vilkefir. So she's Mutaret, because every Melad Vilkefir is al being considered like Yiv Vilkefir. Because the moment of the Nefila, there is Yiv. Because Zike Tiknus. But Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah, Shlesha Achim, Yisuyin, Sholish Noshi Nochi, Umei Sechot Nech. What the Shem in my mouth, so Rav Shimon says, Niyav Levi Nishir. But if we say Yezike, so even without Maya, so why couldn't, so he says, Yamu Yishiyote, Vechilis Lishniyo. Vechilis Lishniyo. So, but if we say Yezike, so even without Maya, so it should be Yav Mechode or Mishtere. Mishtere Chode. That's the kind. So Abaye says, that when does Rabbi Shimon say, Yes, he can, only by one job. but by two Yivam mean not. So then the Gemara is the Kache, but we see that Rav Shimon is not Mechalek even by one Yom. That even by one Yom, he is Mechalek. Even by one Yom, he is Mechalek between the case of Lady Kedemus and Suin, and because he says Zachla. Alright. So the Gemara says, at the end, Abaye says, that even according to Rabbeishe, that Ziko is Kiknuso, so it's only by one Yom. Not by two Yom. But the Havamin of the Gemara, Rav Yosef, raised the question. So Rav Yosef assumes that according to Rav Yosef, the Zika is Kiknuso, so we say Zika Kiknuso not only in the case of one of them, even two of them, and three of them, and ten of them, there's nothing different. Now the question arises, if you have one of them, then you can say Kiknuso, come so to that one of them. But if you have two of them, so to whom is he calling? To both? It's impossible. I mean, that is inconceivable, she becomes to both. So she must be called to one of the Yivam, to which one. So, in the case, well, ultimately, there are 10 Yivam. And ultimately, one of the Yivam is Kenesar. Then we say, Yigloyim Bilsam Afreya, that she was cooked to that one Yavam, who ultimately was the Yavam, and there was no Zike as to the other Yivam. So that's all right if ultimately there is him. But the Gemara said, the Gemara is the catch. Has the Zike, Umayna, Misabtel Rav Shimon, Ikit Nusadami, Yilav Kik Nusadami. Zike Lechude Liboye, Mali Bistar Shloi Shach, and Yisrin Sholish Noshim Nochiri, Umay Sechot Behem, Vos Mishin Umayna. So Rav Shimon says, Yama Yishin Yosef. Here, Shloi Shach, Ruben Shimon Alevi, Vos Yisrin Sholish Noshim Nochiri. And then, the Mei Sechot Man, Uvos Abashem Imayna, that says Shimon, Mei Imayna, Umei, so take this cash, so the Gemara's cash is, according to Rabbi Eche, that Zika Kiknuso, so Mimele, even though, so thou, Maina Merocha, even without Maina, let's say that there was no Maina, but Reuven died, and Rochel was Mifeles before Shimon and Levi. And then Shimon died. Even without Maina. So the Gemara's Kashi is, the moment Reuven died, she should, and later, half a year later, Shimon died. So she should be considered as if she had been Snuso of Shimon. Then when Shimon died, so Levi should be able to be the other one and part of the other. Because she's Snuso. But there was no Yivam by either Shimon or by Levi, but he died. So how can we say Kiknuso? Why Kiknuso to Shimon? Maybe Kiknuso to Levi. Why Kiknuso to Shimon? So according to the Teretz of Abaye, from the Mele, in the case of the Mishneh, we have no Zika Kiknuso, because there are two Yivam. But Rav Yosef assumes that according to Rav Eche, we say Zika Kiknuso even in the case where there are two Yivam. So the Gemara's Kasha is, so why does Rav Shimon say Yam Leidem Shemir say Lechelet Leshniyo? No, since Reuven died, so she became Kiknuso to Shimon, then every year later Shimon died, so now Levi should be able to be Yam, either one of the wives. Because she got the Knuso. So why do we consider her as a Knuso of Shimon? Maybe a Knuso of Levi? She couldn't be a Knuso of both. But if there is an ultimate Yivam, then we say the one who is ultimately Miyav, the Yivame, so his Knuso she has been all the time. From the first moment. And it's Mashiach the Zike vis-a-vis the other Yivam. But here there was no ultimate Yivam. And as to whether Maimer had any effect, so that's the subject of Shimon. The Gemara of Kashi is without Maimer. So that's the Kashi that disturbs the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri. It disturbs all the Yivrishim. Now, so the Rambam says it first. Now let's turn to the Rambam.
now the Dutch press conveys that the paragraph that begins with Iname betray the one even the one made. So you see now as the Gemara says, according to Ravesha that even Nilav is a Jew, so the Shitoch in the second Mitzvah, so the Shitoch Shloim Bilomei can be the Kiyabemes to Levi in the second Mitzvah. So when do we apply the Gzeres HaKosuv? So how can we visualize the Gzeres HaKosuv of Kiyay Shvach in Yoto? So the Gemara says, Ele Shitoch Shloim Bilomei Lerav Shimon Hechem Mishtahat Lo, Bichad Ache Ubi, Vinilad Leoch, Iname, Betray the Loyim and the Loyim. So it's two yachet inches. How we can visualize the aloche according to Rav Shimon of Yishitoch Shloim Bilomei. One is Yichadach. There was just one brother, Reuven. That's all. Reuven was married to Rachel. Then Reuven died. And then, after Reuven died, so Levi was born. So Levi cannot be the Yavim when he's born. Years later, let's say he becomes a Godel. So he wants to be the Yavim. Rachel, he cannot. Because of the Yeshvach Yavim. But if not the Gerus HaKosu, he could be the Yavim. That's one effect. Another thing there where the Gzeres HaKosuv is back in the other interpretation is betray the Loyim and the Loyim. That means Reuven and Shimon two brothers, and Reuven died, and Rochel was the fellas before Shimon, and Shimon was not the Yavim, and then Levi was born, and then Levi wants to be the Yavim, so we say no, he is Shimach Yado. So here we cannot say Zikot Iknus, why not? Now the Gemara says betray the Loyov and the Loyne. The implication being that betray that Loyov and Umay, then we don't apply the Gzeres HaKosuv. So then the Gzeres HaKosuv Yishlach Miyado has no application. Why? Because if it is betrayed, the Loyov and Umay, Reuven and Shimon two brothers, Reuven married to Rachel. Reuven died, and she was Nifeles before Shimon, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon died, even though Shimon was not Canaan. So then Levi would be able to be Miyavim Rachel. Why? Because inasmuch as Shimon died also, so mainly we consider it as if Shimon, after the death of Reuven, had been Canaan. So the question arises, what is it? If we say in the case where mates, in the case of mates, of two brothers, and betrayed, the Loyim, Reuven Shimon. So then, according to Ravesha, I will be of Shimon. So Levi can be the Yavim, because Ziko Kiknuso, so it's considered as if Shimon was Kenes already, and then Shimon died, and the Gzeres HaKosuv Yishlach Miyado has no application, so even the case of betraying the Loyim, the Loyimim, the Gzeres HaKosuv Yishlach Miyado has no application, because after all, Reuven died, and he left only one brother. So that one brother, Shimon, so she should be considered Konstein. And then, even if it's Loimein, so why do we have to resort to a special posit that Levi cannot be Miyavim? Without this special posit, Levi shouldn't be able to be Miyavim. Because if he would be Miyavim, he would marry Eishes Ochi Vachai. Shimon, because Zika Arikikuto, and here there is only, when Reuven died, there was only one brother, Shimon. So at that moment, it should be considered as if she had been close to him. So anyway, then Levi is born, so Levi should, even without the Pasuk of Yishvach Miyado, Levi shouldn't be able to marry her, because he would in effect marry Eishes Ochi Shimon. So apparently, it's mashma that only if Shimon died,
Then we apply the aloha of the definition. But if he's alive, we don't apply the aloha of the definition. This is what bothers all the rishis. Now let's see the Rambam. The paragraph. In Amid Tray, the Loi Yivin, the Loi Meis. Pirish. Shekol Shaloi Meis. Yef Shaloi Mazik Et Kusadam. Lizeacha. Since Shimon is Loi Meis, we cannot say that she is a Knus of Shimon. Shimon came because if she is considered as a Knus of Shimon, so he is talking about Bechayim. So why do we have to resort to a posse of the Eishu Machiado? Lady couldn't marry her anyway because she's an Eishasach. Eishasach, Hachai. Elekach Lati, Rav Shimon. Ziko Kiktuso Damye, Licholach. In other words, right now, so the Gemara assumes that according to Rav Eishu, we say Ziko Kiktuso, even if there is more than one year. Even if there is more than one year. So, Ziko Kiktuso Damye, Licholach. Wie kide mehot, wie zoche bo bis mei achi, pokol in zike, mei eison shol in rotol yab. Now, so you ask the question, in zike is geknusso, the gemore now is a geise, es yum, so zike is geknusso even when you have many vomit. So, to which you vote, you don't mean she is kuka, she cannot do a kuka to tell you vomit. So we have to say, she is a knusso of that yogu who ultimately is the yab. So, if let's say Shimon is ultimately Yavma, so that means that she was never Skuko to all the other Yavami, but she was always Skuko and Knuso to Shimon. L'cholatos, el-etachla adilka, Shimon, she took the Knuso down, you're l'cholachim. So what do you mean l'cholachim? She couldn't be Knuso of two Yavami, I mean, so she would be an Ishishish of two men. How is that conceivable? But it means, potentially, she can be a Knuso of either one of all that. Which one? That will be determined retroactively by who of the Achim ultimately is the Yam. So, Vim Kidim Echot Vizochot Vizne Echot Pokal Ezikim Eison Shal Erotol Yav Avo Meis Echot Nehen Avo Meis Echot Nehen Kivim Shiyil Hoyo Chai Shem Hoyo Miyam Rein Eiso. So that's the first Lashon in Ramban, and then the Ramban rejects. But that's the first explanation of the Ramban. Avo Meis Echot Nehen, but in the Ayin Omdor of Yivon. And then Shimendai, Kiv Mishim Hoyochai. Now let's forget that in Mishidosh Loiglomi. They are all Hoyochai. But there are a number of Yivon. Ruvain, Shimen, Levi, Hud, and so on. And then Ruvain was married to Rochel. And then Ruvain died. And no one, for a certain time, was Miyav Rochel. Then Shimon died. So then we say, even though she could have been Mishyabim by Levi, by Yehuda, by anyone, but she was not Mishyabim by anyone, so we consider it that she was Mishyabim. She was Mishyabim by Shimon, the one who died. Our little sacrament, Shimon Shimon or Yochai, Shem or Yomiyabim, Reineiso, Shimu Knusolei, Mishas the Philip, Ulipicho, Stay Vomit, Haboy, Mishnei Potin. So, why don't we say, let's say, they were three brothers, four brothers, who can change the way and who died, and then no one was Miyab. Then Shimon died every year later. So, why shouldn't we say, true that Shimon died, but let's say, let's now, after the death of Shimon, we decide to be Miyamah. So let's get determined that she was Kuko and Knuso to Levi, and she was never Kuko and Knuso to anyone else. She was never Kuko and Knuso to Shimon. So we don't say that. We don't say like that. In other words, when do we say that the ultimate gift by one of the Yivonim determines retroactively that the Yivome was Kuko and Kuso to this one only and not to the others, as long as there is a possibility for each one of the Yivome to be Miyam. After all, if one of the brothers dies and he has many brothers left, so in other words, the mitzvah is upon every one of the brothers. Primarily, the obligation is upon the poor, the oldest one. saying he's a panogit rather. So in other words, so when do we say, so if they are all alive, so then there is competition between all the brothers. I don't mean in the real sense of competition, in other words, there is a part of whose sikhe is a determined sikhe, and whose sikhe is an unrealized. Masha'inke, if Shimon dies, so then he cannot participate in that competition. So there is no sikhe vis-a-vis Shimon anymore. So since the sikhe, there is no sikhe vis-a-vis Shimon, so Mimele, the Yidden by Levi, cannot determine retroactively that the Yivome was Tluso to Levi. Only as long as they are, as all the brothers to whom she was Kuko originally are alive, and everyone can determine the decay. So then we say the one who is the Yavim, he determines the decay. But if one dies, so in other words, so one of those Yivomim to whom she was Kuko, there is no zikas to him. So Mimele, even by any one of the other brothers, cannot determine that question. So this is what he said. So Vimkidim Echod Visoko Bobisneacho, Pokoli Zika Mesa Shoyoto Yam, Avo Mesa Echod Men, Kibishiyo Hoyo Chai, Shemo Hoyo Miyam, Reine Yisrael Tzolik Tnusaloi, Mishaf Tefile, Ubipicho, Shtei Yivomi, Haboyis Mishnei Boti, Lerab Shimei, אחת מסיעה באמס ואחת פטורו. מנביא, תלכח כמי את רחמנו, איש הסוכב שלא יהיו בלומי, so הוא בתחי אחר ולא יהיו ולא ימייסו. ולא ימייסו. So שאם בודל יבם, על כוחוך, מכי הכוחי באמס. So then we have to resort to hypothesis of the ישבח מיארדו, without the דרת הכוסו, of the ישבח מיארדו. And Rochel was the fellas before Shimon, and then Levi was born. So without the pasuk, I would say that Levi can be the Yavam, but only because of the Yishvach and Yardov. But without the pasuk, Levi could be the Yavam, and I wouldn't say Levi shouldn't be able to be the Yavam, because when Reuven died and there was only one brother, so Mimele she became close of the Shimon. No. She didn't become Pnus of the Shimon. She didn't become Pnus of the Shimon. Because in order to become Pnus of the Shimon, so there has to be an ultimate Yid. An ultimate Yid by one. So even if there is just one brother, and we are sure at that moment that the only one that can be Miyavim is that brother Shimon, there was no other brother at that time when Reuven died. But until there is an actual Yid, so the knuso is not determined. The knuso il mafreya is not determined. But if someone dies and then there is no more competition between all the Yivomi, so then it becomes determined that she was the knuso of the one who died. So that's why he said, "You can't be brachmoni to talk to the Yivomi between Achilu and Yivu and Mesu. She imposed the Yavim. I'll call him to Achilu and Mesu. You the Yivomi and Yavim lady." So then he says, the hach svoret Rav Shimon loy mechzer. What do you mean mechzer? In other words, because the Gemara says that halacha is not like chavishim. That halacha is not like chavishim. That's what it means loy mechzer. Yechidu di zike, kisnitsa dam yil, cholechot min ahri. Yimei sechot mehem, kisona say, v'lo yidu di se yidnu. So why should we say that if we didn't have, so that if we didn't have the Genesis Akosu of the Yishim Akim Yardo, so then Levi should be able to be the Yavim when he's born and becomes a body. But after all, why shouldn't he be able, why shouldn't he be considered like Yusufin? We are Tam Shema Ma'am America, and the Jew died to the Pinnah. So what does he mean saying that Tam Shema Ma'am America? But that's the time of Rebation, so he means, because the Gemara says that he used to the Rebation. That Rav Shimon only says that in the Tzotot Shoy Dromen, in the second Yisrael, can be Mishyabemes, in the case of Yitzvah HaKachila, but that's the Yisrael HaKavim. So this is what he means, which is what the Ramban means in a time to Marmon Mechzer, and who died in the Rav Shimon. Oh, so that's the lots in Ramban. So the first lots in Ramban is that according to Rabbi Yosef, Havan, before Rabbi Yosef, that this Rabbeinu only applies because it's Nito in the case of one job, not in the case of anyone. So Rabbi Yosef assumes that the Polish Rabbeinu that Simon applies the concept of Nito to Nito in the case of three women. So the question is, who's Nito you see? That depends who is ultimately up. So that's in the case where they are alive. But if one of the women dies, so then it is determined retroactively that she is the Nito of the one who dies. As long as all the women are alive, and there is competition, there is a potential by each one to actualize the Nito and to determine that the and the Nito is to him and not to the other. So then it is determined by the one who ultimately is young. But if one dies, so then he's out of the picture. As long as one, as soon as one of the women is out of the picture, so then it becomes determined that the woman was the truth of the one who died. According to Rami, this was the first one. Then he says, but it's very strange. So that's why he says, in a time to man and Achra. I mean, it doesn't sound reasonable. That's for the operation. According to Rami, so this sounds reasonable. Ellos who died before the Simon, what can we do? That is the story of the Simon according to Rabbeinu Havan. But then he makes another one. He needs the Yachid Simon Yah. Lema, he did it to Jesus Gamye, he got the Achid Achid. He did it to Simon the woman. He made it. He did it to him with Yaben. He did it to him with Yaben. So he says, then he says, no, that it's not that the Nisa determines, that the woman was the Nisa of the Ottoman. Why did the Nisa determine that he was? Because he's not in a position to participate in the competition between the brothers. So what? So, but. The thing that determines who Nito is, that depends upon the ultimate need. But in the case where there is no ultimate need, so then the Ochiv HaGodah, because the mitzvah of giving is primarily incumbent upon the Bilah. The Bilah in the Judas of Benji approaches each one, but primarily it's incumbent upon the Bilachim. So Mimele, in the case where there is an ultimate given by one of the Achim, and so even if the ultimate given happens to be done by the Kira, so then he becomes retroactively determined that he was the truth of the Kira. But in the case where there was no ultimate gift. Let's say, so then it is considered the truth of that Yobu upon whom the primary obligation of using is done. So why does the more ethical? Here we have two brothers here we have two brothers, and no one actualized him. So he says, so no probability to see who is the miner, who was it? It's Rav. Because basically, at the very outset, approaches the Gerachim. He doesn't approach anyone else or among the brothers. Only the Gerachim. So the name of him is Stam. He's the Mishnah says, who makes up a man moving by. He also the same miner. But the same miner, so that means that the same is just the Gerachim. There's a few laughing. So you see the Bill Appen, so it is considered his future. His future. So it is considered his future even before sitting down. Because he's a Bill Appen, and the primary obligation was incumbent upon him. So the mayor, he was considered his future even before he died. Then when he dies, so he becomes his heir. Machmati says, oh, sinner, before he is one thing. We need to have to sign in the Appen, not. Wie sieht es sich mit der Gammel und der Asse? Wie ist es denn keine Lüge Wumme? Wie nehm ich mit dem Kind nicht ab, oder? Wie heute macht er ein Wild des Massivs in der Kirche Asse? Wie sind die Stomme, wo du Asse mal habe, glaube ich, gemeint? Oh, dann hörst du mir jetzt zu, wie sehen es in Ramban. Wollen wir es in Ramban, dass der Kodi zu Rasmus sehen, dass die Kodi zu Rasmus sehen, dass die Kodi zu Rasmus sehen, auf Morten, wo so, the thing that is determined to whose future he is the only ultimate reason by such law. But in case where one of the women dies, so then the death of that job determines that he is the future of that job. Because when can the ultimate reason determine which people think as long as all these women to whom the women was super are able to participate in the competition, in the bid for the women. But once Jordan dies, so he's out of the picture, then he becomes determined that he's the future of that Jordan who died. There's a person. And but he doesn't like that. So the Ramban from the second lesson that according to Rav Yehi, that people of the third life isn't a case where there is more than one Yavin. So in the case where there is an ultimate actualization an ultimate given by one, so that then this determines that the one ultimately the Yavin is the Kirachim. So that is the woman is his sister. But where, there is no ultimate reason by anyone. There is no ultimate reason by anyone. So then it is determined that the Gerachim is the future of the Gerachim. So maybe when the Gerachim dies, so he's the fellow, he's the abuser of the Gerachim. Think of it. Alright. Oh, Nicole Mokel. So we have two things. In Ramba. Nicole Mokel, hard for a lesser. And we might have got fighting in Korea, we should have been betrayed to this family. So that is only according to Havam in the presence that the Allah has been to the people applied to the people of the human. Havam Hora, it's the Son of the Human, the Lord of the Human. So in the Ramah, the Gemara is the Tate, but it's not the Gemara that used this Hora, this distinction between Yom Rech and the Human. Then the Gemara doesn't produce, but the Gemara is dying from the lotion of their call, that Reb Shimon, that according to Reb Shimon, brought a distinction between Nilavad and Yivu, Yimach and Nilavad, even in the case of wonder. But it's part of the wonder of the possible distinction between Yom Lechot and Shemibonim, so that remains the Gemara doesn't produce. So it was only that according to Ravensha, we say that it's a truth, our little Rav Shimon, so we say that it's a truth, even by anyone. What am I following? That even if we accept this wonder of the truth, our little Rav Shimon, so it's only Zaya and wonder, but we say it was not. Avo, we don't have to have for a lesson, we might have to 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 אבל עשית שביטון לרצינן, תזלוח יחתית מלרומים, תיכול ראית את הארץ השיטה, ולמות לאורכי ועפו יהודית למיניהם. So according to Max Connell, the Gemara, so we do not say either the Svore of the first of the Rambam, the Smith of the Tarmid, which Smith of the Rambam, or the Gelombes of the second of the Rambam, the Tarmid, the Smith of the Tarmid, that we don't say. Neither Misha can determine, No, the Gilachim can determine. But what does that mean? The fact that we know there is one Yavi who has to be saved. So that is it Yavi Nehot? So he's the one that has to be saved. So Mimele, since he's the one that has to be saved, so that determines that he is that Yavi's keeper. So Mimele, the Rambam, now we're again for the same Rambam.